Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 212 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her money. What? Money? Health and wealth? Could there be an association? Nah, I don't know. Anyway, we have a terrific show coming up, and before we begin, just know the episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We look forward to hearing from you. Yeah, I sit around just twiddling my thumbs waiting to hear from you. Uh-huh, because your feedback is platinum. It is priceless. Love to hear from you, and thanks to all of you. Keep doing it. Loving it. All right, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
How do you make lemonade from lemons? You've heard that a million times. Yeah. It's all good. But now a very, very smart guy, a thought leader, no less, in the finance field has decided to kind of take it, run with it. That's Zach Friedman. He's the author of the new book, The Lemonade Life, How to Fuel Success, Create Happiness, and Conquer Anything. I like the conquer anything part. Let's just go for it. Let's just throw that net out there and just let it rip. All right. So you're going to conquer anything. So Zach is, like yours truly, a complete overachiever. This guy's got more degrees and one hell of a, he must be 150 years old, and yet he's not. That's the part that really hurts. You know, he's young. He's amazing. He's inspired millions through his powerful insights, including more than 14 million who have read his advice in Forbes magazine. Please make sure to hop on over there and let it rock with Forbes. He's the founder and CEO of Make Lemonade. And that's a personal finance company that empowers you to live a better financial life. Oh boy, the economy's burning. Let's make it burn for you. Make Lemonade helps you find and compare the lowest rates and best deals on credit cards, student loans, personal loans, investing, banking, and all that stuff. And I can't even imagine anyone better to talk about it than Zach. He's an entrepreneur and CEO, once the CEO of a high-growth financial technology company. He's an executor and an investor. He's a great speaker, keynote speaker, and a TED talker, a thought leader, and now an author. Oh boy, Zach, welcome to the Her podcast.
Dr. Peek, thank you so much. What an introduction and what an honor to be here. Thank you.
I'm just exhausted. I'm going to have to go out and, you know, pour a little Prosecco here to kind of get through the rest of this because
exactly. This
is going to be so rich. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
I do.
What the heck is, well, what's the lemonade life? I've got your book in front of me. I'm loving it. But I want you to explain to everyone, what's a lemonade lifer?
Yes, that is a great question. It's great to be here on the Her podcast. So a lemonade lifer are people who are living their life on their terms with purpose and possibility. So let me break that down for you. Purpose is the underlying reason why you do what you do. It's the reason you get up in the morning. It's your life mission. And possibility is infinite opportunity. So when you connect purpose and possibility, you do it through action. And when you have purpose, possibility, and action, you can create happiness, you can fuel success, and you can conquer anything in your life. And that is the meaning of the lemonade life and what it means to be a lemonade lifer.
I love it. Now, that's a lemonade lifer, but you also talk about the lemon lifer. Uh-oh. So it's not lemonade yet. We're still sitting there with the bitter stuff. And these people you call, well, they have types and characteristics. And you're talking about the eternal excuser, the steady settler, and the change chaser. Go for it, Zach. What the heck are these?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So every day, all of us, whether we realize it or not, are making a fundamental decision. And that decision is, will we lead a lemon life or a lemonade life? Now, I've already told you about the lemonade life, but in the lemon life, unfortunately, it's where most people live, and they may not even realize it. And there's really three types of lemon lifers. You hit them on the nail on the head. An eternal excuser. That's the person we all know. All they do is complain all day, right? Life never works out. It's other people's fault. They're too old. They don't have enough money. They can never get off the couch and actually take action. They just like to kind of shout from the sidelines. We know these people. We see them at work. We see them in our personal life and our family, our friends. They're just always complaining and making excuses why they can never lead a great life. So that's the eternal excuser. Steady settler. These are people who kind of just keep it, you know, nice and steady. They never want to get too risky. They never want to really take chances. They're just kind of going with the flow and that lockstep, you know, if they want to just climb the ladder one by one. And they're not really, you know, they're living in the suburbs. They have 2.5 kids, and they're not really wanting more. They're just very happy settled where they are. And it's kind of a life of complacency. And then you have the third group of lemon lifers called a change chaser. Change chasers are kind of like your crazy uncle who's on to the next big scheme. You know, they're always cooking up something. They're chasing risk. They don't really take the time to really think about options in life. They really just go after the money or the bright lights or the sparkling jewels. And they don't really, you know, do the hard work that goes behind it. So those are the types of people that you meet in the lemon life. We've all met these people before. And the people who really are stuck in the lemon life are really leading like a subpar life, right? I mean, they're kind of making the status quo become a permanent state. And until they kind of escape each of those types of lives that they're living, they can never lead the lemonade life.
All right. So if you're leading a lemon life, by the way, I'm just loving this because yellow is my favorite color anyway, but I'm Perfect. Really loving this because you know why? The metaphors are clear. You don't have to have a Nobel, you know, prize in biochemistry to figure out what you're talking about. It's really elegantly simple. So if you want to get out of the lemon life, you talk about flipping on 5 switches that will really, quite frankly, change your outlook and perspective and make you a better decision maker and give you the power and freedom to control your life. So there's a great little acronym you have for the 5 switches, and that is da-da-da.
And that is PRISM, P-R-I-S-M. And so what PRISM stands for is perspective, risk, independence, self-awareness, and motion. Okay. And the reason that those are the 5 switches, and when we say switches, it's just like a light switch. These are 5 internal behaviors that are inside all of us. And so we all have the power to flip these 5 switches. And when I started writing this book, you know, I wanted to answer one fundamental question, which was, what drives success? And so many of us think about success as hard work or skill or talent or even good old fashioned luck. But that's not all of it, right? And so I started studying leaders in politics and business and sports and entertainment. And what I found was kind of these 5 common characteristics, which I call PRISM. And a PRISM is the way that lemonade lifers see the world. So if you look through that PRISM, a perspective, risk, independence, self-awareness, and motion, those are the 5 secrets to lead an extraordinary life. And in the book, I walk through in great detail how to flip on each one of those switches, how you do it, what practical things you can do on a daily basis to improve your life. And when you do those things, the results are phenomenal. Personally for you, professionally, it's a lot about your personal life, but also about your career, whether you're a business owner or you or in your regular job, or just how you can have more greatness and more success and more happiness in your life.
You have a really cool one-liner summary for each of the switches that I just loved. And so I'm going to read them. When you switch on perspective, you change your opportunities. Ooh, that means that literally you're just opening up your horizons because your perspective changed. I think so many of us, and you said this so well in your book, so many of us, you know, have blinders on. We don't even realize it. We get stuck in our own stuff, and we don't realize that opportunities are abundant. But we're not seeing them.
Yes.
So being able to change that perspective really helps. So that was that one. Add some more thoughts on that one, because I really like that first one in a big way.
Yeah, you said it so well, Doctor. perspective and mindset is really where everyone needs to start. You know, we hear a lot about, oh, think positively and have a positive mindset. But I cannot tell you how fundamentally important it is to have a fundamental positive mindset. What I mean by that, I don't just mean go watch my TED talk, you know, for 5 minutes or, you know, go watch a YouTube clip and get inspired and then go do nothing. What I'm talking about is a fundamental shift in your outlook in life. Okay. It is rewiring your brain so that you are oriented towards positivity and greatness in everything. It doesn't mean you're happy all the time. It doesn't mean everything in your life is perfect. But what it does mean is when you experience the ups and downs of life, like everybody does, you're able to get back up more easily, right? You're not as offended. You're not as bruised. You're not as hurt because you know that fundamentally the world is a great place and it's a place full of opportunity for you to excel and succeed. And when you have that fundamental mindset, it changes everything. It changes the way you see yourself, you see your life, you see your career, you see your friends, your family. Orient yourself towards positivity and a positive perspective. And as you said, it creates endless opportunity.
Well, I think that then it flows beautifully to the next switch, which is when you switch on risk, because, you know, if you're risk aversive and, you know, if you think the world is a scary place and therefore your perspective is very limited, well, you got a problem. But when you switch on risk, you change your decision making. Now, how does that happen?
So most people think about risk in really one of two ways. It's very binary. They think about either being risk averse, so they're totally afraid of risk, or they think about they're a risk seeker. So they like to take a lot of risks, gamble, much like a change chaser, like I described in the beginning, right? Whereas a steady settler would be that risk averse person. But I think there's actually a better way to think about risk. And I think that really changes the way that you will make decisions going forward. So the better way to think about making decisions and risk taking is actually to think of it. And a financial concept is really helpful here. It's called a risk reward ratio. Okay. What that means is, think about this. For every dollar of risk you're willing to take, what is your potential return, okay, for taking that amount of risk? And also, what's your potential loss? So everybody likes to think about what the upside is. That's like the easy part, right? You know, if I go to Hollywood and I become a big movie star, wow, that'd be fantastic. Okay, but what about the 20 years that it may take and it may lead nowhere and everything you gave up and the missed opportunities? So for every decision you want to make in your life, you have to understand what the upside can be and what the downside could be. That's step one. Always think about the downside. People don't think about the downside enough. And that's not being negative. It's just being responsible, and it's actually mitigating your risk so you understand before you make the decision. And then you want to understand, you almost want to put numbers around it. You don't have to be a math whiz to do this, but you could say something like, you know, if I spend a dollar, will I get $3 back if things work out? Or maybe I'll lose my entire dollar. Right. And if you're comfortable with that decision, whether it's financial or it's taking a new job, you can kind of write down the things that make up that particular decision. You know, it's similar to a plus minus column, but almost if you gave points to each one and then understand how much money am I putting at risk here, or how much time am I putting at risk, or how much energy am I putting at risk here, and make sure that the ratio is kind of oriented where you feel comfortable. You know, you can still be risk averse. You can still be risk seeking. Understand your upside. Understand your downside. It'll make you a much better decision maker.
So now we're down to the third switch, and that's independence. Now, I love this thing because you said when you switch on independence, you change your freedom. Talk to us about that.
So many people are stuck in a dependent mindset, right? They're dependent upon other people's ideas, their friends, their family, people they follow on TV or social media. And when you're stuck in a dependent mindset, your destiny, by definition, cannot be controlled by you. It's controlled by other people who are influencing you. And so the more we develop an independent mindset, we unlock a world of freedom. And that's freedom to do the things in life that we enjoy, that we like, to pursue the path, whether it's an entrepreneurial one or a financial-based one or even a purpose-filled life where you're doing things based on your why and why you get up every morning and what's your life mission. So independence and escaping from the herd mentality is one of the greatest forms of freedom.
I love it. All right. So now we have perspective, risk, independence. We're on to the S of the prism. All right. And that S is self-awareness. When you switch on self-awareness, you change your self-understanding. What's that about?
So self-awareness is talked about a lot, right? It's just literally understanding who you are as a person. But it's talked about a lot, but so few people actually practice it. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 20 years old. You can be 80 years old. It doesn't mean if you're 80 that you understand yourself because of your age. When you take the time to understand yourself, and this is so important, when you take the time to understand yourself, what you're good at, what you're not good at, it's really an honest exercise. It's looking in a mirror and saying, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I don't want to do with my life. Here's what I'm good at. Here's what I'm not good at. And kind of focusing on what your strengths are. So many people spend time saying, oh, I have strengths and weaknesses. How can I improve my weaknesses? But life's too short to do that. You don't have time to be great at everything, right? And so I would encourage people to focus on their strengths, but you really can't operate at your full capacity, at your best self, if you don't understand yourself. So I would really implore everyone to take the time, okay? It can be through meditative reflection, journaling, just getting to know yourself. You know, don't spend so much time getting to know other people. Focus first on understanding who you are. Who's Dr. Peak? Who is Zach? Who am I as a person? It will really pay dividends down the road.
Yay. And now we're on to the final one. So we have perspective, risk, independence, self-awareness, and then we have, motion. When you switch on motion, you change your circumstances. Now, what's that about?
So as I write in my new book, The Lemonade Life, there's no shortcut to greatness, okay? We're all on a path for greatness, however we define it. And leading the lemonade life is really about your best self and what is your best path. It's not society's best path. It's not what your family thinks you're supposed to do or your friends. It's really how do you optimize your life for you and however you define it. But when we all want that greatness, there are no shortcuts. You know, there are no shortcuts, period. So if you want greatness in your life, however you define it, you have to do the hard work. You have to put in the time, the energy, the effort, because no one's going to do this for you but you. And so if you don't make lemonade every single day, you can't get to the destiny that you want to pursue. And so you have to make motion. Everything else becomes irrelevant if you're not putting in the time and effort.
I love it. Okay, now, we're convinced. Raise your hand out there in her podcast land if you want it. The Lemonade Life. Ha! Just what I thought. Everyone's hand is up. All right? So you write in your book, to lead the lemonade life, you need to be unconventional and proactive. That's how I love this term. The daring disruptor operates. Now, who the hell is the daring disruptor?
So daring disruptors are everyday people, okay, like you, like me. They can also be famous people that we all read about, great leaders in politics and business, celebrities in the entertainment field. It's anyone who really is living their life with purpose and possibility, going back to what I said at the beginning of our conversation. And it's really people who are unconventional. They think outside the box, and they're proactive. They take control of their lives. You know, in my book, The Lemonade Life, I talk about a ton of people and some great inspirational stories. You know, in the business context, everyone from Warren Buffett, who I had the pleasure of having lunch with, which opens up the book, My Lunch with Warren Buffett, to, you know, other entrepreneurial founders like Sam Walton of Walmart and Alibaba's founder, Jack Ma, to people in Hollywood like Tyler Perry and Dolly Parton, Jim Carrey. You know, all these people have kind of done great things in their life. Sylvester Stallone is another. And we don't necessarily meet them in the book when they're at their pinnacle, when they're famous and successful and everybody knows them. But we actually meet them at the bottom, right? When they don't have any money, no one knows who they are, and they're struggling. And so in the book, I tell these stories of greatness for all of those people and many others about what they did in their lives to flip the switch and move from a life of kind of, you know, settling to a life of greatness and how that path came to be. And so the daring disruptor is someone who takes control of their own life and carves the path and leads the life that they want to lead, which is their best life. And that's what it means to be a daring disruptor.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But what happens if you run into the chasm of can't?
So the chasm of Kant is an environment where all the naysayers, the doubters, the people who are always telling you no, right? You know, you can't do this. Don't pursue that opportunity. You'll never get into this school. You'll never get hired by that company, right? It's all the people who just don't believe in what you're trying to accomplish. And so many people fall victim to that negative mindset, and they get stuck in what I call a chasm of Kant. And a lot of those lemon lifers that we talked about live there, right? Eternal excusers. They love the chasm of Kant. And so what I would implore everyone to do is to escape the chasm of Kant. And I have a whole chapter on how you can escape that negative mindset, that negative mentality. Because what it does is it really sucks the life out of you, right? You'll see it in your personal life, your professional life, your career. It's so hard to achieve greatness if you're letting other voices, other people, the herd mentality, telling you no, no, you can't achieve, no, you can't want more. You know, Dr. Peek, you're incredibly successful, and there's no way that you've been stuck in a chasm of Kant. I mean, I know, given all the things you've accomplished, and you're in medicine, in writing, in your bestsellers, and being an Olympic athlete, all the things that you've done, you know, you've never probably let people tell you no. And if you've heard no, you've probably ignored them, and you've gone on to achieve amazing things. And that's what it means to really escape the chasm of Kant. Again, I have a whole chapter on it, on some practical tips to do it. But it's so important to get out of that negative mindset and mentality.
Okay, so then what does it mean to have a can't-do attitude? We've all been taught that it's all about can-do. Oh, I can do that. I can do that, yes. Mm-hmm. And we approach everything with, as you say, high energy, vigor, positivity, et cetera, et cetera. If we don't know how to do something, we should find a solution, damn it. We should learn along the way. We should find a way to figure it out. Why is this isn't true, necessarily?
So I just gave a great TED talk, TEDx talk on this, on the secrets to happiness at work. I would encourage everyone to go listen to it. So a can't-do attitude, you're exactly right. We hear this term can-do attitude all the time. You know, it's showing up to work. It's having a smile on your face. It's guaranteeing you'll get the work done. But I think there's such a disconnect when we're at work between what we really can do and what we really can't do. And I think there's always this idea of pleasing the boss, making us look good, making sure we get good reviews and we get promoted. And so what happens is, whether people mean it or not, they lie. They lie at work. And when you have this information asymmetry between what you actually know your skills are and people think your skills are, there's a disconnect. Because if you tell your boss you're going to get something done by Monday, your boss is going to believe you because they trust you. But when you don't turn it in on Monday because either you're not able to, or you didn't understand, or you have more questions, it creates this disconnect. So I would actually encourage everyone to have a can't-do attitude. And here's what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean have a bad attitude or, you know, take off 300 days a year of vacation. But what it does mean is to be transparent and honest about what you really can do and what you can't do. So if you need help, bring in other people to help you. If you have questions, don't be scared. If you don't understand, ask more questions, ask for another explanation. Don't worry about your bonus or getting promoted. It's much more important that you're honest and transparent, because that creates trust and cooperation in our organizations, in your career, and in the things we're trying to build in our life.
But at the same time, what can we learn from, as it were, failure?
There's so much to learn from failure. And I think so many people, you know, talk about the idea of failure and we should embrace it and this and that. But I so few people actually leave their comfort zone. You know, they'll talk about it, they'll read books about it. But I would actually encourage everyone, no matter where you fall on that risk spectrum, if you're risk averse or you're risk seeking, to kind of move outside your comfort zone. So it could be, you know, in a money concept, starting your own company or starting your own business. If that's not for you, maybe it's starting to write and putting your ideas out into the world. Maybe it's hosting a great podcast like the Her Podcast. Anything you can do to kind of put yourself out there. And you know what? You may fail the first time. You may fail the second time or the third time. But failing is not something necessarily you have to be afraid of or scared of or embarrassed about. I think that's kind of the operating in the chasm of Kant, right? Because you don't want that, your fear of retribution or fear of people laughing at you. But I think it's the most instructional and educational thing you can do, because you learn about yourself. You learn what went wrong, what went right, what you can do better next time. And I think it actually makes you stronger. It gives you courage. It gives you confidence. And it actually empowers you. And so I would encourage everyone at some point in their life, and hopefully it's more than once, not to be afraid of failure. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a CEO, I write a ton, and I've learned over the years that the more you try and the more opportunities you open your mind to, the more successful you can become. So that's what I would implore everyone to do, is to go out there and just try, and if you fail, stand right back up, because if you have that mentality, going back to P is for perspective, it doesn't feel as bad. And I don't think people should run from failure. I think it's okay to fail and not be embarrassed about it.
I love it. And, you know, as you know from just historically, that so many great triumphs and successes, especially in business, were always preceded by very funky times. And, you know, if you look at Disney, how Disney started and back and forth, there's a million different examples out there. And I think what you're doing here is learning, you know, instead of, you know, feeling a real funky and saying, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot, and take it personally, you say, wait a minute, hold on now. What's the lesson? What's the lesson here? And how can I now apply it? That's why I like the way that you've taken it. And this whole issue of not calling it quits, you actually said that. Daring disruptors don't reach the mountaintop and call it quits. They keep climbing. They keep daring. They keep reaching peaks. This is your new way of life. When you reach the summit, find your next one. And always find time for a cold glass of lemonade. Oh my gosh, I love this book. You've got to get it. It's called The Lemonade Life: How to Fuel Success, Create Happiness, and Conquer Anything. The author is Zach Friedman. And the best way to get a hold of him is, tell us all the best website for you, Zach.
Absolutely. So if you want to order this book, it's available everywhere where books are sold. It's in hardcover, it's in ebook, it's in the audiobook. I actually narrate the audiobook. I would encourage everyone to also go to lemonadelifebook.com. It's lemonadelifebook.com. You can read all about the book. You can order directly from that website. You can also reach my website, which is zackfriedman.com. That's ZackFriedman.com. On social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is all Zach A. Friedman. And I love hearing from fans. I love hearing from readers. Happy to connect with anyone anytime. I really think you're going to love this book. It will change your life, whether you're an entrepreneur, an executive, a leader, or just anyone who wants greatness and happiness and success in their life. There's so much about happiness in this book and how we can get happier with kind of practical advice, actionable tips on a daily basis. So I really would implore everyone to go pick up a copy. Listen to the audiobook too. It's very motivational.
Yay. And I'm glad you're the one who narrates it. I narrate all my books, and you have a fabulous, articulate, marvelous voice. And I was hoping to God it wasn't one of those voices. It's yours, which is
Thank you very much.
I know some of them are a little frightening, but there you have it nonetheless. All right, everybody, you heard it. And Zach has just been amazing. Now what I want you to do is run on over to iTunes and rate and review the show right now. That's a demand, a command. You heard that, because I want to hear from you. This has really been such an awesome podcast. All right, I want to hear from you, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm host of the Her Podcast, and you better follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and listen, please stay well.